The information provided on this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. Listeners should contact their attorney to obtain advice with respect to any particular legal matter.
Aloha, talofa, malo elele, bula vanaka, and hafa day. This is a quick episode coming from Pacifica Issues Podcast. My name is Ruby, and my co-host Leoma will join us on the next episode. This is a quick recording to raise awareness on the Mauna Kea TMT issue. Mauna Kea is located on the Big Island in Hawaii, and TMT stands for 30-meter telescope, which when it's completed will become the world's largest optical telescope. For those of you on social media, you've seen Jason Momoa and Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson show their solidarity with the protesters at Mauna Kea, self-identifying as protectors, protectors of the land, protectors of the Mauna, the mountain. This is purported in the news as a science versus culture debate. Science meaning the science community and their interest in building the largest telescope in the world, and culture referring to the Native Hawaiians and their interest in preserving Hawaiian culture. But the issues are bigger than that. When it's purported in the news this way, it oversimplifies the concerns of Native Hawaiians. This case is actually similar to No Doppel, the Stop the Dakota Access Pipeline case, in which Standing Rock Tribe opposed the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, what are the benefits to the completion of TMT? Well, they include education, a contribution to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Another contribution would be to the environment. Another contribution would be to culture, advancing science in Hawaii. Another benefit is the economy. Who would construct the telescope? It'd be construction workers. And a lot of local Hawaiians and Native Hawaiians are looking forward to those jobs. Another benefit is to the science community in advancing their studies in astronomy. And another claim is that this is community supported and that this is the will of the people. However, there is opposition to the completion of the telescope. The arguments against TMT include visual appearance. There's implications of a public nuisance regarding the community's right to enjoyment of the skies and of their dormant volcano. Also, another argument against TMT is that Mauna Kea is actually a sacred site for Hawaiian religion, and it's considered most sacred of the Shrine Mountains for worship and home to the gods. Also, it's habitat for endangered species, including the palila bird, which may implicate the Endangered Species Act. Also, there's opposition from some Native Hawaiian people in an effort to preserve indigenous cultural practice. And some environmentalists are concerned about the irreparable ecological damage due to the construction, and even after completing the telescope, due to the foot traffic, increased foot traffic from tourists and visitors. Lastly, there's already 13 telescopes on Mauna Kea. So there's a big concern about resources and an impact on water supply. It seems that the opponents are not opposed to the telescope or opposed to science or astronomy. The arguments against TMT is the location. It's using Mauna Kea for this purpose.
The push to complete
construction of the telescope is to compete in the science world. The United States is competing with Europe, specifically the European Extremely Large Telescope, which is also under construction. But Hawaii lacks sovereignty, and this is a reoccurring issue that we've discussed in Pacifica Issues podcast. We talked about the lack of sovereignty in West Papua, which is under the occupation of Indonesia, whereas in American Samoa, we have quasi-sovereignty. We have protection from the United States, but we have also have sovereign power. We have sovereign say over our own land. But in Hawaii, the Native Hawaiians lack sovereignty. University of Hawaii is in conflict with itself. It claims to be the leading indigenous institution, and yet prioritizing the advancement of astronomy by using Mauna Kea seems to conflict with the indigenous interests in preserving the land and that sacred site. Now, where are we in the court system? Hawaii Supreme Court affirmed the decision by the State Board of Land and Natural Resources to grant the building permit. Mauna Kea is actually ceded land, and it's held in trust by the State of Hawaii to be used for 5 purposes. Support of public education. Betterment of the conditions of Native Hawaiians as defined in the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act of 1920. Development of farm and home ownership. Public improvements. And provision of lands for public use. These purposes have to be considered when deciding on the permit. In June of this year, June 2019, the agency allowed TMT to continue construction, but the protests on Mauna Kea continue to block the access road. And that is where we're at today. We will go deeper in a future Pacifica Issues podcast. Please stay tuned. If you'd like to support us, please visit our podcast page. That's anchor.fm/Pacifica. You can leave a monthly donation, or you can also leave us a voicemail and let us know what you're thinking so we can continue the conversation. In our next official episode, we will discuss the continued topic of the displacement of Pacifica people. In that episode, we will talk about evictions.